are at an interesting juncture in the history of WordPress. Largely, well, in notable part to the efforts of you chaps. But if there is an elephant in the room right now in the WordPress community, what is it? Oh, what a meaningful look. What is the elephant in the room with WordPress today? What is the thing that you really think ought to be talked about but isn't being talked about, and you kind of know why?
Personally, I really want plugin dependencies. I know not a lot of people are talking about that. I published a blog post recently on it, which kind of helped with the conversation a bit. But, like, one of the reasons I've heard in the past for not using the API is that essentially we can't rely on it, especially in plugins and themes, right? If you're sending a plugin or a theme out there, you can't actually rely on the REST API being available. And if you want to use that and have a better developer experience, you're causing a worse user experience because users have to go and find the REST API and things like that. I think we can
that you're talking user in that sort of meta user case, so another developer who will be then using your plugin rather than the end user.
Well, I mean both, really.
Okay.
I think it's a terrible experience for both right now. I think we could do much, much better. And if we did it much better, we would help projects like the REST API in the future, whatever comes after this, I think they would be able to have much better adoption, acceptance, things like that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is really interesting. You're talking about long-term sort of almost institutional investment in the future relationship of trust.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's not something that can kind of be solved really quickly, but I think in terms of the user experience that it would improve, I think it's definitely worth that effort and spending the time and, I mean, time in terms of how much you're putting into it and how long it's going to take as well.
Okay. Would you concur, Jack? Or have you seen another element?
I would definitely concur, actually. I think, that didn't spring to mind immediately, but Ryan is absolutely right. And it's such a headache as well. If you're working on a theme that's reliant on a plugin, the way that you're forced to kind of maybe just notify the user, it's quite annoying. Like, and it's annoying for the user because there's no formal way of doing it. And
right.
I mean, there's been a couple of plugins that are kind of all like sort of suggested ways of saying, oh, you should have this plugin installed, and you don't. And as Ryan says, you then have to go and find it and everything else. So I totally agree with Ryan. If I was going to add something else, the tricky part, you said that no one's talking about. And I suppose something that is not talked about a huge amount, but I think is, for me at least, is a massive problem. It's just the complexity of WordPress. And by which I mean like I don't mean that for a developer. I mean like WP admin. It's it's overwhelming for people. And there's so many really bizarre things in there. You know, WordPress, as we go on and on about how WordPress is not a blogging platform anymore, it's so much more. But actually, the admin is a blogging platform. Like, if you want to set up a homepage, it's so weird. You have to like create a page and you call it homepage and you set a page template to homepage. Then you go to settings, reading, and then you say, I want my homepage to be a homepage. It's just instead of a page of posts. And I just think for people that aren't familiar with the parlance of WordPress, it's a real headache.
A lot of blogging baggage comes with it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what I would say. Yeah.
This relates to the conversation. It's quite an active conversation at the moment about the customizer and strategy around that. And I think Noel's done a few posts, not recently, but around custom dashboards and that kind of thing. They're all of a piece, aren't they? It's this conversation that keeps rolling around.
And even looking at WordPress.com and their custom dashboard, they're trying to make it more friendly. So
that's the thing. That's where I would say that people aren't necessarily not talking about it. I mean, the slightly frustrating element of what we're doing with WordPress.com is that, and I totally understand why, but the initial step for us is to create a dashboard that has feature parity with WP Admin. Mm. So basically, we're rebuilding WP Admin in like Node and JavaScript, and it's like, and it's exactly the same. Creating a homepage is just as difficult as it was before.
Right.
So I think, don't get me wrong, I think we're going to iterate on that, and I can totally understand that.
Can you imagine the sort of user environments fragmenting into different sorts of applications
But the underlying data structure is remaining consistent with the API and remaining consistent across the whole.
Yeah, I think that's the amazing thing about the REST API.
Yeah, I think really one of the things people have talked about, like, when's the WordPress admin going to start using it? I think one of the better use cases is alternative admins.
Yeah. Right.
And we can get much more specialized. So maybe when you set up WordPress, you say, I'm setting this up for a blog, and we can give you a better, more customized admin experience. Everything will still be there, but the way that we frame things will be different. And so, you know, it'll feel less bloggy, things like that. I think the API really gives us a chance to do that. In the past, people have talked about, like, being able to theme the admin and stuff like that. That's kind of attacking it from the wrong angle.
Sure.
It's taking something that's already there and then kind of, you know, applying another coat of paint to it and things like that. I think the REST API is going to change that, because now you can work with the data rather than working with these abstractions that we already have.
Mm. Yeah, that's exactly right. So you actually start with the data and go, how do I want to use this, as opposed to massaging something that's not working in the way that it should.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think to come back to something that you said a few minutes ago about the customizer, it's just an interesting, like, we've been looking at that a lot at the moment with WordPress.com, and, you know, talking about maybe doing something different, a whole different one that we're going to, you know, because getting it through the whole process of how core develops is really hard, and there's some great things coming in, and the way that things are being done is actually really impressive. And I agree with what Matt said yesterday about how it's an iterative process, and we can't just moan about how it doesn't do everything right now. It's like, well, no. But an interesting point that came out from a discussion we had quite recently was that unless you understand WordPress quite well, almost nothing in the customizer means anything. Like, if you look at the list of things down the left-hand side, they are WordPress community terms almost.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you will only know that if you are a WordPresser.
Yep.
So it's
there
just,
is something slightly Gnostic around the whole process of engaging with it.
Yeah.
Even telling clients what a widget is. They're like, why is it called a widget? Like, just is.
Like a widget in a car.
Yeah.
Like, that's not like that.
Yeah. I think the WordPress admin that we have kind of explains that a bit better. I think some of the backlash towards the customizer might actually be to do with that.
Yeah,
the fact that
a lot of stuff's been rolled up together.
Yeah, and
then
at the deep end.
Yeah, and the customizer is, I mean, compared to the admin, it's quite compact.
Mm.
We're trying to fit a lot of stuff into a very small space.
Mm. Yeah.
And that doesn't really give us much room for, you know, how do we, like, you know, explain these things properly? I think some of the backlash there has definitely been because of that.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to go a slightly different angle for this. This is just a pun. What are you most looking forward to in terms of sessions and subjects covered in WordCamp Europe 2016?
Oh.
My God, you haven't even begun to think about that yet. But, you know, if you imagine WordCamps are kind of like islands. Okay, so I've got this theory about Christmas.
Right.
Okay, so Christmas exists on a parallel loop of time. And it's like every Christmas morning, it was only last one sleep ago that it was the end of Christmas Day last. And you kind of break. Now, this is because your brain has like a neural network which is associated with Christmas Day. Like, oh, it's Christmas again. Okay, so you just think, oh, I'm in that Christmas timeline. So you get a WordCamp, oh, it's WordCamp Europe again. And I'm straight back in that loop. So in this iterative loop of single Groundhog Days of WordCamp Europe, what's tomorrow?
I'm really looking forward to the talk why the WordPress REST API sucks. And hearing about the new efforts that are going on for a replacement for it. I think that's going to be a big step.
And the story of how Ryan McHugh was the first man fired into space as a punishment.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on the fence about that one. On the plus side, I go into space. On the downside, I'm probably not coming back. So,
okay.
And I'd say by then the REST API will have AI and it'll actually write itself, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, the plan is definitely to remove all of the code. We're making good strides towards that. I think we're on track for WordCamp Europe next year.
There's lots more red is much better than green.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to have ideally zero code merged into WordPress.
Yep.
If we can, if it's just in there, it just exists as like a thought in the brain of WordPress. I think that's ideal. Yeah.
Wow, I'm looking forward. This should be quite a weird one. I for one welcome our new metacode overlords.
Awesome. So, where can people find you guys online to reach out and ask any questions?
I'm almost everywhere at just Jack Lennox, all in one word, with the one N.
One N.
I always misread that as Jackal Knox. So that might be a good way to remember how to spell that.
Mad dog and the fellas are late.
Exactly. Yeah, I get that image in my head every time. I'm online as ArmorQ pretty much everywhere. 1M, 2 C's, very important. If you misspell it, you'll probably end up with nothing. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, chaps.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.